Yes, welcome to the afternoon's program on this Wellness Wednesday. Hope everyone's doing well. And make sure you ask people around you how they're travelling at the moment as well. Maybe 554 not travelling so well, because 2 minutes past 12, he sent a text message in that said, "Screw Brady." So he clearly backed New Orleans to be the winners head-to-head. That's why you had to take the plus 3.5, 554. But on the back of that, Steve, who gave us the tip in Mackay, very good run from Xanthus. They're not paying much for running second, though, when you back them on the nose. Anyway, g'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. We've got two bits of breaking news today, too, which we'll get to. Well, one of them very shortly, the other a little bit later on in the program. If you are north of the border, half your luck. SEN Gold Coast 1620, SENQ Brisbane 693 AM, SEN Sydney 1170 AM. And remember that you download the app, you can listen anywhere at any time. We've got the $100 cash up for grabs. It's all thanks to Tristan and the team at Top Sport. You've got to call 1300 01 1170, and the text line 0457 736 736. The best call of best text message gets themselves a Signet power bank. Massive show coming up. Mal Conn, we've spoken to Mal a lot on this program. Great journo. He's over there in Adelaide as the Australians prepare for the second test match against the West Indies. We're still waiting on word from Pat Cummins. Apparently he's going to speak later today, 1:45. That's Adelaide time. And then he's also going to have a bit of a bowl, which flies in the face of what Andrew McDonald said after the Perth test. Said, no, the fast bowlers don't bowl the day before a test. I suppose it's a fitness test. So we'll have to wait and see. Mal Conn coming up very shortly. We'll find out what's trending with our man, Coach K. We get stuck into the text line. We're going to have a chat with Xavier Cooks. Now, Xavier's had an ankle injury. He's come back and he's absolutely flying for the Sydney Kings, who are absolutely flying. So big game tomorrow against the Breakers, and then back at home on Sunday for that first game against the Jack Jumpers since the grand final victory. So we'll talk to Xavier about all of that. Afternoon's Amplified and a score update with Coach K. Simon Wolford, the former NRL player, he, of course, is helping out with the big trek, the big three trek. So raising funds for a very worthwhile cause. So we'll have a chat to Simon on that. We're going to have a chat with Jared Condon too. He'll be raising funds for us. He has done over the last 4 weeks, getting his best bet right in the NFL. Tristan Merlihan, he's offering up the $100 cash. He's telling us the prices of all the sporting events that are coming up, most notably that test match over there in Adelaide. So we'll have the 12 o'clock, hang on, Queensland, the 11 o'clock, the 12 o'clock, the 1 o'clock, and the 2 o'clock, depending where you are. Don't worry, it's only 3 hours. Flock today. We'll get a score update from Coach K, and then that's getting stuck into that text line again. For sbsfence.com.au, Dan says, so Tubuck Chuck, he's chipped in after Screw Brady from 554, and he's just put it in a text, Brady, Brady. All right, so that's enough of that. Thank you for that, Chuck. And then Dan, who's also has a strong relationship / obsession with Tom Brady, said, all hail Thomas Edward Brady. How good was that fourth quarter? Yeah, so he went past Peyton Manning, didn't he? Most fourth quarter comebacks in NFL history. I think he's got 44 now to Peyton Manning's 43. But righto, let's jump into it. What is making news today? We're talking about the Australian cricketers. We'll ask Mal Conn about, you know, are they turning up for or not turning up for reasons other than the Australian cricket side. But we've had a leading market research company has claimed that Pat Cummins' passion for the climate change has divided opinion. Really? This is True North. And to be fair, they do come out with some quantified statements as well. He's bridging a generation gap, Pat Cummins, is what they're saying. The generational divide from the young people who agree with him but are less vocal on social media. They're just taking selfies. And then the older generation who are also they're more fundamentally against this and say so more across social media. They also do it across text messages on talkback radio shows. So that's very interesting as well. The Australian test team is feeling the brunt of Cricket Australia's ability to shoot itself in the foot. We've seen that again with Nick Hockley over the course of the weekend as well. The popularity in the players of the players and the team has likely to, nothing to do with the low crowds, is what they're saying. And research trends say there is no long-term disconnect with fans, and the Australian team can bounce back with winning a key factor. So there you go. So there's another one that's had their say on the lack of crowds. Here's Mike Hussey, of course, part of the Fox Sports commentary team. He was on with Joel and Fletch yesterday. But his thoughts on the smaller crowds.
I just think that there's a lot of conspiring things for the low crowds. The kids were still at school. People are still at work. It started on a Wednesday. There's so much cricket on these days as well. There's only so much like a family can afford to go and see. We've got all the Big Bash. There was the World Cup games. There's obviously test matches. You can watch a lot of it on TV, you know, every ball. I sort of think that's probably more to do with the low crowds. It was a bit disappointing, I must admit. I was hoping a few more would have gone along, but I wasn't expecting massive crowds, I must admit.
They weren't historically low. They're in fact historically average. We had the text message yesterday, 1984, that tell us that they're very similar to the crowd numbers that they were getting previously at the Wacker. The problem with Optus Stadium is, or Perth Stadium is, it's not the Wacker. The Wacker held 20,000 people. You get 10,000 in there and it looks great. You get 10,000 in Optus Stadium, a 60,000 seat stadium, and it looks empty. A shout out to you. Old ANZ Stadium or a core stadium. So that's exactly what the Rugby League has been through with games being played there. But it's a really interesting point that Mike Hussey makes. He talks about the cost of going to the cricket. Now, I know Tom Costigan was wanting to get David Warner dropped a little bit earlier today, but Mike Hussey has come out and said, don't do to Travis Head what you did to Usman Khawaja. Yeah, he's got a great average at home, Travis, 51.83, but away, 21.69. So that's a little concerning when you talk about the India Test Series coming up and, of course, the Ashes over there in the UK, 28 years of age. Remember, he can bowl as well. He bowled really well in that Test match over in Perth just now. And when I keep hearing that Glenn Maxwell is, oh, he's going to get red ball cricket ready for the trip to India, and I know he's injured now and that's probably gone for him, but he hasn't played red ball cricket for 2019. And what was his attraction? Well, he can bat really well, he's aggressive, and he can bowl. Well, tell me Travis Head doesn't do that and do it more consistently and does it at the highest level. So forget about overlooking him from being in the test side. Start thinking about him getting more out of him from his off spinners based on what we saw. Brian Lara, BC Lara, he's been into the dressing rooms with the West Indies, giving them a bit of a pump up. So of that famous test match back there in 1993, they won by a run. Who'll ever forget it? Courtney Walsh gets out Craig McDermott, speculation about whether he nicked it or not. So from that side, they've got Brian Lara as there commentating. Phil Simmons is there as the coach. Desmond Haynes will be there as a selector. And Ian Bishop and Carl Hooper are there in commentary positions as well. So there's a real 1993 flavour for the West Indies. Based on what they did over there in Perth, and if they get the best of the conditions, and that's a big if, with this Adelaide Test match, they can be competitive again, which is absolutely great. Graham Arnold looks like he is going to lead the Socceroos to the next World Cup. Well, he's certainly going to be offered the opportunity. This is according to Adam Peacock from Code Sport. So James Johnson has said, this is the FA chief executive, Graham did an outstanding job in this past cycle. He exceeded our expectations. We're very happy with him. And personally, I'm very proud of him. We have a great working relationship. And we'll be talking to him very soon. He's over in the UK. So the speculation around John Aloisi, I've got no doubt that Football Australia CEO James Johnson was talking to John Aloisi, and that's probably his job too. Like, you've got to line up a candidate. But it looks like Graham Arnold will have the right to turn that down. And that's the question. Does he want to continue in that position? If he's got a deep passion for coaching the Socceroos, then absolutely keep doing it, Graham. But if you don't, now's your time to cash in. If you think you're going to be better served, i.e. get more money from coaching either a national team or a club team anywhere else in the world, then I suggest your timing would be absolutely perfect now. Strike, as they say, while the iron is hot. And now we're looking at the Socceroos, and they've made a bit of noise on the world stage. They've got 4 weekends to fill with international football. That's next year. So March, June, September and October. So based on what you've seen in this World Cup, who do you want to see? I mean, we're never going to see England or Germany come out here to Australia, but who could you see? I mean, Japan we've seen a fair bit, but that's always competitive. Morocco? Do you want to see Morocco in action? We'll get to that because they've gone through to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Absolutely incredible. Massive upset. Spain and Morocco nil all at the end of regulation time, nil all after added time, and Morocco go through 3-0 on penalties. Here's how it played out.
Ashraf Hakimi, and he blasts it down the middle, and Ashraf Hakimi has set Morocco to where they have never been before. Morocco are into the quarterfinals of the World Cup.
Yeah, Jordan Cornelius again. We spoke to him the other day. Another great call from him. So Morocco make history for their football association. Portugal, on the other hand, well, the coach said, righto, I've had enough of you, Cristiano Ronaldo. You're out. I'm going to bring the young bloke in, Goncalo Ramos. Well, how did he go?
Portugal are in again. Ramos with a hat trick.
For the hat trick.
He has done it. He has done it.
Goncalo Ramos has put his name up in lights. His name is Goncalo Ramos. He is 21 and he has a hat trick in the round of 16 match at a World Cup.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Archie. 6-1, the final scoreline. So Switzerland got one back at 4-1, but Portugal 6-1. And Cristiano Ronaldo did not celebrate with the team on the field. Now, what did we say yesterday? If you're a 9 out of 10 player, you can be at the centre of it. It actually cause all the drama in a team, and that's okay. But if you're a 7 out of 10 player, do your job, be compliant, make sure you do the right thing. If you're a 6 out of 10 player, here's my advice to you. Wash the coach's car and walk his dogs. The Penrith Panthers have got some young players that are doing good things. We're reading about that. This is the time that they're training the house down. They've got a bit of an issue, though, with their superstar winger, Brian Tottle, one of the most popular players in the National Rugby League. I think his Instagram account has more followers than any other club, and indeed the National Rugby League. He's been offered a deal by the Panthers. It's been rejected by their management, or his management. So he wants a 4-year deal. They've offered him a 3-year deal. Not sure exactly what the money is, but he's 24 years of age. He's getting married this weekend, so lots happening for Brian Tottle. But this is the breaking news, we told you about it. Rejected by the management. So the Panthers are going to have to find some either more money or a longer term. 3 years, they want 4 years. He's 24 years of age. Surely Brian Tottle can continue to do what he's done in the National Rugby League over the last 4 years for the next 4 years. I see no reason why he wouldn't do that. I'd have no problem signing Brian Tottle to a 4-year deal. Sammy Walker extends for 2 years at the Roosters. All sorts of speculation about what he's getting paid. So the other thing you have to take into account with this is not only what you think he's worth, but also what you think someone else would be prepared to pay for him. So that is key. And obviously with a side coming in Queensland as well, that has particular ramifications. The other story that caught the eye, I know he's a mate of the program, Jackson Hastings, there's an article on Fox Sports Australia. His departure from the Tigers has been reportedly due to the Knights recruit being, quote unquote, hard to handle. So there you go. Sydney Morning Herald talking about the fact that Timmy Sheen's upset him when he moved him to lock. He didn't see him as a halfback. He had continued his support of Michael Maguire. He also put on social media his rehab. Apparently he didn't fill out a welfare survey. I mean, these are not the crimes of the century, ladies and gentlemen. But it did give us our talk topic for today. So 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. The problem children. Who've been the problem children at your club and your team over the course of the years? It can be at professional level. It might even be at your local team. You know, who are the problem children that, you know, you need to be really careful. You can give them a hug, as the great Gus Gould used to say, but don't let them die in your arms. Let us know. 1300. And this almost be called the Todd Carney segment is what we're going with today, all right? 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. Better get to a break because after the break, we're having a chat with Mal Conn from the Sydney Morning Herald. Stick around. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.